Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1,505. The topic is nutrition and the title is Getting Back on Track. So here in America, it is Thanksgiving. So a lot of people probably ate a lot of food that they said they weren't going to eat, and they ate too much, all those things, all the normal feelings that we have when we go off track with our nutrition. So people do tend to fall off track around holidays, around birthdays, around social events. It can absolutely happen. And then they struggle to regain consistency, or they try to restart way too aggressive, like an all or nothing type restart. And they burn out and quit. It can also happen not even around holidays. Maybe you pushed for a goal, you maybe reached it, or you kind of fell a little bit short and you're burned out and now you're struggling to kind of get back into some type of routine. I remember I was talking with somebody recently that I did a 10-month diet. It was 10 months. I did cardio every single day. I had to do it between midnight and 6 a.m. because I was trying to force myself to be more of a morning person. It had to be a minimum of 20 minutes. So I did that every single day for 10 months. I also did a diet where I went from 270 pounds down to 207 pounds. That was over the span of 10 months. And that also involved where I was playing around with different carb sources, having them be exclusive so I could see what there was, like the change was in my energy levels and digestive quality. And then also I was playing around with percentage of protein in my diet. I was as high as 40% intake. And it was just way too high, so I learned that eating too much protein but still having a calorie cap limits your carbs and fats, and it can actually reduce your progress. I actually got leaner once I reduced my protein to give me a little more energy so I could have just a better quality of life. But a lot of experiment, a lot of stuff learned in that time. So that was 10 months, and I remember that took me 4 months to recover from. And what I mean by recover from was for 4 months, I would think like, oh, maybe I should work on this next. And it was like, nah, maybe not. You know, maybe I'll do this in my training and I'll track and see how that's going. Meh, maybe not. So I was just burned out. Like I had done 10 months every single day, multiple things going on, and I did really well. But man, I was done. I was fried. I was mentally just exhausted. My willpower and my desire to torture myself was gone. So that can happen where we get off track on a diet, whether it's the holidays, whether we are just burned out from something. You know, you can even have stuff that's unrelated. Maybe you're going through, you know, I had one client went back to school for an MBA, and that crushed her trying to work full-time and do an MBA program. And that was something where she was struggling just to hit the minimums of nutrition, just tracking her calories every day. She was really burned out for that. So there's a lot of reasons why we fall off track on nutrition. But in today's podcast, I wanted to give some steps that I would suggest for trying to get back on track. They're going to sound kind of hokey in the sense that I'm going to say it and you're like, yeah, well, that sounds too slow, or that sounds too simple. I need to do this. I need to do that. No, you don't. Whatever it is that you just said that you need to do, no, you don't. You know, do you need to do keto if you've never done keto before? No, why the hell would you do that to yourself? Don't do that. You know, are you going to try to maybe go like super low fats, but even though you've never done that before? You don't need to do that. You don't need to do intermittent fasting if you don't want to. You don't have to do any fancy structure of a diet out of the blue, and especially coming back from time where you've been burned out or coming back from moments where you just stepped away for a little bit. People overcomplicate it. They try to do all this crazy stuff. It dwindles, and then they're left doing off and on stuff or nothing at all. So when people start too aggressively, it never works out well long run. So what I'm going to tell you now is going to sound like it's too easy. You're going to think it's too easy, and you're going to think it's so easy, you're not going to do it. But whatever you do instead isn't going to work. Not long term. Now, if you use that as motivation to prove me wrong, I hope you do. Good for you. I hope you kick butt at whatever you decide to do. But in general, for most people, this is what I would suggest. So the first thing is to start at the beginning. Don't overcomplicate things. Don't start, you know, hyper-focusing on whether you're eating brown rice versus white rice, or, you know, wheat bread versus white bread, or should you be eating any bread at all, like maybe bread's the devil, and it's going to make you fat. No. So just know what actually matters, and start there. Now, I've talked about podcast 1,232 about 4,000 times, but it is a good podcast. That's why I made it. And it'll tell you step-by-step how to like create a nutrition program. And it tells you step-by-step what matters most. Calories is the most important thing. Whatever you do in a diet, if you are not regulating or controlling your calories in some way, whether directly or indirectly without you knowing it, you're not going to have long-term success. So ketogenic diets, you know, okay, if I eliminate carbohydrates from my foods, I'm probably going to reduce my total overall caloric intake because I'm not going to be able to eat enough fats and protein to kind of outdo my calories I might have been eating before. So accidentally, indirectly, that'd be a better way of saying it, indirectly, that works because you have an indirect caloric reduction. If you do intermittent fasting, indirectly it works because now you're not eating all day, you're only eating some of the day, so you have lowered caloric intake. You can put whatever names you want it, you can put whatever parameters around it you want, but the most important thing is calorie control. That's where you should start, is just regaining consistency in your calories. I have clients that will tell me they've been struggling to lose weight, and I look at their food and it's, you know, 2 or 3 days under 1,000 calories, then one day they didn't track anything, but we break it down, we talk about it, and we find out that they had 3,000 calories that day. Then the next day they felt like crap because they knew they overate. They didn't know by how much because they didn't want to calculate it. They didn't want to know, but they knew they overate. So then they only eat 500 calories for 2 or 3 days. They feel like crap. Then they overeat again and eat 2,000 calories. And it's just this spiral of psychosis. And what we need to do is just say, okay, I'm going to stay within this range and just see if I can be consistent with that. Now, we have a million one podcasts that will explain various things, but podcast 1,232 will tell you what to do. But generally, the range would be body weight times 11 to 13. Podcast 1,232 will tell you what to do if you've been eating chronically under that or chronically over that, how to adjust slowly so it takes care of you mentally. But in general, body weight times 11 to 13 is a general range that people can kind of get back into, reclaim consistency within that, and then start to fine-tune and adjust from there. The next thing that matters is protein. Then from there on, it kind of comes down to meal timing and distribution of calories and protein. But you can listen to podcast 1,232 for all those details. But that's the most important thing, is just start at the beginning. If you're going to restart getting back on track with nutrition, do not start at anything that isn't directly related to creating caloric consistency. Whatever it is that you do other than that, it's not going to be consistent, and it's not going to be long-term effective. The next suggestion is to take one step at a time. Don't get the cart before the horse. Build up some momentum, build up some motivation. So just start with something that's simple. There's a concept by Jordan Peterson. He talks about aiming low, where you start with something so stupidly simple that it feels insulting to do it. Like somebody's like, I bet you can't, you know, do one bodyweight squat a day. And you're like, that's dumb. Why would I even do that? And it's like, well, then do it. If it's so damn dumb and it's so easy, do it. Prove it is easy. So the idea of aiming low is, for example, okay, instead of me going back to dieting where I'm going to eat organic everything and have a fruit or a vegetable with every meal and blah, 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 you know, just track your calories for a day. Just make sure you get, like, say, a minimum of 1,000 calories. Can you get 1,000 calories in a day? Can you not go over 4,000? You know, just hit some minimums. Just get some things that are just, they seem almost too easy. Start there. Start with it being too easy so you feel like a badass when you get to kind of step it up and move on to the next thing, rather than starting with stuff that's overly complicated and feeling like a loser the whole time because you're never getting it right. That is not motivation building. That is not healthy mindset building. Don't make it so freaking complicated. Just one step at a time. The next thing is to give yourself time. So when I have clients try to do something, I'm like, hey, you know, see if you can get your calories between, let's say, 2,000 to 2,400 for the next week. And I have them try for at least a week, 7 days. Do they have to be perfect out of 7 days? No. Do we want to see if they're, you know, say 5 or 6 good days out of 7? Yes. if they're only getting three or four, then we're not ready to move on to something else. We're going to do another week of that and try to get that a little better. But if you can get 5 to 6 days out of seven, you're doing pretty good. If you can do it for 2 weeks, and if you can get 10 out of 14 days right for 2 weeks, then you're doing really well, and you can go ahead and add on the next thing. So maybe you track your calories for a week, and you're 6 out of 7. Boom, fine. Add protein goals to that. If you do really good for another week, great, go to the next step. If you kind of bomb that second week, do it for a third and see if you can get more consistency before you move on. So give yourself time where you set a goal, and just give yourself at least a week to see if you're consistent before you try to add on a bunch of crap on top of that, and then all of a sudden it feels overwhelming. The next tip is to track your actions, not only the outcome. Do not only get on the scale and have that be the only thing you're tracking. If you only track the outcome, you will lose sight of your actions. I have clients all the time, an alarmingly amount of times, where they'll ask me to change something in their program. So they'll be like, hey, you know, these last 2 weeks, I don't feel like I've lost really much weight. Would we be able to modify my program? And I'm like, well, actually, if you look at the notes in the journal, I've told you that, you know, this day we were a little high, we did this at lunch, and maybe we should have done that instead. Or we were a little low, it looks like we could have doubled up on our serving size of this food. But I said, if you look through the last 2 weeks, we had days where we said that they were high and low compared to our targets. And if I look and I calculate it, and I'll actually highlight good days in green, bad days in red, and I'll be like, we only got 5 out of 14 days that were actually within our targets. So if we're looking to change the targets, it won't make a damn bit of difference because we're not actually following the targets. So I go through and I figure out their caloric averages, and I'm like, see how range here is supposed to be 2,200 to 2,600, and you're averaging at 2,850. So we don't need to change our range. We need to get within the damn range, you know? So overwhelmingly, when people just track the outcome, they lose sight of their actions. And their actions are not super consistent. And then they think they have to change everything they're doing in regards to what they think they're doing, not what they're actually doing. So I need to change the plan. We're not even doing the damn plan. We don't need to change the plan. We need to change what you're doing. We need to do the plan first if we then want to decide to change the plan. If you're not doing the plan, then why would we change the plan? Because you're not doing it anyhow, right? That happens all the time in a ridiculously high amount of time. So I really would encourage you to track your actions as much as you would track the outcome. It's good to track the outcome because you want to know what the hell you're getting for your actions. But you want to make sure you're actually doing the actions. You can track, you know, how many calories you're having per day, maybe how much protein you're having, what meal timing you had. You want to track whatever it is that you want to be doing well at. Track that, so that way if you don't get the outcome you want, you know whether it's because you haven't been actually following through with the right actions, or if maybe you have, well then yes, it's time to change the plan. It's time to redirect and try something different. You can use nutrition tracking apps. That's overwhelmingly one of my favorite things to have clients do. Once you learn how to use it, it is ridiculously fast and easy. So it's very, very easy once you get used to it. The first week or two, especially if you're not high in like good familiarity with technology, can be really frustrating. But once you learn it, done for life, you're going to understand it really well, and you'll start realizing, okay, this is what 6 ounces of meat looks like, and then you're just going to know what 6 ounces of meat is for the rest of your life. It's pretty awesome. And if you don't want to use tracking apps, you can read labels, you can Google some foods. Just basically just say, okay, I want to have 2 or 3 options for a breakfast, 2 or 3 options for a snack, 2 or 3 options for a lunch, 2 or 3 options for a dinner. Let me see how many calories, how much protein are in these foods. Let me then decide, okay, do I need to adjust my portions to get the right distribution throughout the day, to hit the right targets throughout the day? It's relatively easy if you give yourself a couple weeks to figure it out. Okay? So you only need to be consistent as is consistent with the results that you expect. So that's something to remember, is so often people are discouraged by nutrition because they're like, well, I don't want to track everything all the time, and you know, I don't want to get worried about whether this thing is organic or not organic. And I'm like, well, don't do that. I didn't say you had to do that. I'm like, you don't have to track every day if you don't want to track every day. it might be good to track what you're doing once or twice a week just to see what's happening, if you're happy with the result you're getting. But if you're like, I want to get greater results, then yes, you have to have greater attention to what you're doing. But if you're like, yeah, this is pretty good, I'm happy here, well, you don't need to track every day. You know, if you're eating similar foods every day and you're happy where you're at, you might back off to only tracking one or two days a week just to see where you're at, just to know if you're still on track. So once you've established kind of what results you want, you only need the habits that maintain that. It doesn't have to be something that's super intense and takes every single day to do. Another thing, two more to go, sorry. But another one is to use the deviation as motivation. So if you got off track and you're kind of frustrated with yourself, maybe you're like, damn it, anyhow, you know, why did I eat this food? And you get mad at yourself. Well, the next time you're faced with a decision to eat the right food or the wrong food or no food, remember that frustration with yourself and say, well, last time I didn't do what I should do, I was pretty mad at myself and I didn't like that feeling, so I'm not going to do something to recreate that feeling. I'm going to follow through with the right actions. If you felt guilty that you went off your plan, don't do that. Don't do that yourself. There's plenty of things in life that we're going to beat ourselves up for. Don't do it over to food. So just use it as motivation. The next time you're faced with a choice where it's like, okay, I could do the lazy thing and not follow my diet, or I could do the thing that I could do but I just don't want to do, well, do the thing that you could do and you should do and you don't want to do. Just use it as motivation. The last thing is to understand that a small deviation isn't that significant in the long run. So let's look at this, for example. Let's say that I want to eat healthy, so I feel good and look good, and I'm planning on doing that for at least the next 20 years. So even if you're 70 years old and you're listening to this, you could live for a long time yet, so don't give up. If you're still breathing, keep working, okay? But I would say most people listening to this are going to want to eat healthy and look good and feel good for probably at least the next 20 years. That is 240 months. I'm hoping I'm doing my math right. I think I got it right. But if I missed 1 month, even if I eat like a, you know, butthead for a whole month, that is only 0.5% of the next 20 years. So if I missed 1 month, you'll survive. You haven't wasted your life. You're not a loser. You're not destined to be a loser forever. You know, you just missed a month. Oh, well. So if you missed 2 months, it's only 1%. Like 1%. Ugh. It's so small. If you missed 1 week, that's 0.0009% that you've missed. That's it. So even if you mess up a whole week, you've only messed up 0.0009% of your future. If you messed up 1 day, oh my gosh, that's like 0.0001%. It is so small. So small. So stop beating yourself up. You know, if you went off plan because it's a holiday and they had some good food, awesome. Enjoy the food. Pick up the next day. Start working out. Get back on track with your diet. You're totally fine. It's just really important to understand that when we look at nutrition, when we think about what we're doing with our food, we're just trying to establish a healthy life. But that includes mental and emotional health. If trying to be physically healthy through food is hurting your mental and emotional health, I would encourage you to reach out and get help. You might be looking at parameters and trying to judging yourself and trying to do way more than what is absolutely necessary. I work with people who are clinically diagnosed with anorexia and bulimia and other like PTSD issues and stuff. And overwhelmingly, people beat the living crap out of themselves mentally and emotionally. And it's completely unnecessary related to food. And they are usually 99.9% of the time misinformed about food. So they think of food as an enemy, not a friend. They think they're going to get fat because they eat carbohydrates. No. No. Whoever tells you that, from now on, just slap them in the face. No. So I usually focus on nutrition education. We talk about what matters the most. We start with calories. I go through all these steps with people when we go through like mental and emotional conditions related to food. We go through all these steps and... I feel bad. I was actually there before for 2.5 years. I was anorexic, and I thought food would make me fat, so I ate nothing. That was stupid, and it was a waste of 2.5 years of my life. However, it has helped me understand that mindset, and it's helped me help hundreds of other people. So it's been a huge blessing in the sense that I've been able to use it as a blessing. So I'm thankful for that. But if chasing physical health is costing you mental and emotional health, I couldn't more strongly recommend that you reach out and get some help. I don't even care if it's for me. Just reach out to somebody who knows nutrition and tell them what you're struggling with and let them teach you how food works. And you'll be surprised that some of the things you were thinking might not, you know, need to be as strict as they were, or you don't need to be as hard on yourself as you were. Okay, well, hopefully that was helpful. Again, if you want to get back on track, just start at the beginning. Start one step at a time. Give yourself time. Track your actions, not only the outcome. Use the deviation as motivation. And then understand that small deviations, you know, even up to a month, even a year, it really isn't that significant in the long run. Just get back on track. Start crushing it. You're successful. You have a long time ahead. Make sure you enjoy it. Okay. Well, if you need anything, if you have any questions, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please share the podcast. You can share it on social media. That reaches the most people. But even if you just share a conversation with somebody, just let people know that the podcast exists and that they can get any nutrition and training and kind of mindset motivation question answered for free. Pretty awesome. Thank you to those who support the podcast financially. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we're going to keep it for free. So thank you to those who donate, even just $5 a month, even something small. It really does help. You can donate at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Also, if you like the information we share on our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.